The training scale is your guideline for training your horse. And at the base, the very foundation of this training scale, we have rhythm. So I want to talk about rhythm and also tempo today, because sometimes people get those two things confused. But the message that I really want to send home to you is, regardless of what movement or exercise or transition or anything that you're doing with your horse, the very first thing that I want you to think of in terms of evaluating the quality of your work is, how's my rhythm? How's my tempo? The rhythm must be regular, and the tempo must be one that allows the horse to be in the best possible state of balance. So as you do a leg yield, ask yourself the question, is the rhythm regular? Is the tempo, which means the speed, not too fast, not too slow, but just right so the horse can be in a good balance? Same thing when you do counter canter. Ask yourself, how's the rhythm? How's the tempo? Shoulder in. How's the rhythm? How's the tempo? A serpentine of three loops. How's the rhythm? How's the tempo? That's the first criterion that you're going to use to evaluate the quality of your work. So let's talk about those two things. Rhythm first. Rhythm refers to the regularity of the steps in each stride of each gait. You've done a complete stride when you've used up all of your horse's legs once. So there are 4 steps in a stride of walk, 2 steps in a stride of trot, and 3 steps in a stride of canter. If you're on hard ground or pavement, a regular rhythm in the walk would show equal spacing between the 4 steps, and you would hear 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. If the rhythm becomes irregular, which means the walk is getting lateral, you'd hear something like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So there isn't equal spacing between each of the 4 steps in a stride of walk. So start walking and focus on when the outside hind leg is on the ground. Now you're going to feel this through your seat. You're going to feel that your outside seat bone is either being pushed forward or up. And as you feel that, each stride, say the word one. So every stride you'll say one, 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 every time that outside hind leg is on the ground. And then add in the other 3 steps of the walk. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And what you can do is peek down the end of your nose and let's say you're on count number 4. You should see the inside front leg coming to the ground. So you can start off going 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 4, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 4. And that 4 is the 4th step, because we start with the outside hind, then we go to the outside 4 legs so that you use up all of the legs on the same side. Then you go to the inside hind, and the final step of the walk is the inside 4 leg. So you can even do it this way. Peek down the end of your nose, find the outside hind leg, say 1, 1, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And when you say the number 2, it's the outside front leg that should be on the ground. So this is a way that you can hear just by your counting whether your horse's walk is regular. If you find that it isn't regular, here are some things that you can do. First, make sure that you're not part of the problem. The horse needs to be able to telescope his neck forward and back as he walks. If your elbows aren't following the movement of the horse's neck forward and back and allowing him to use his neck, he's going to feel restricted. And if he feels restricted, it could affect the quality, the regularity of the rhythm of the walk. So start with your elbows just to the side of your waist, maybe 1 inch forward from your waist. And each time he takes a step, open your elbows and think about pushing your hands forward toward his mouth. Imagine that the reins are two solid sticks, and every time he takes a step, with those two solid sticks, you're going to push his nose forward, 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 forward. And if you think that you're following with your elbows in the walk, but you still feel that the rhythm isn't quite regular, then follow more, because you might still be restricting him just a little bit. So err on the side of almost straightening your arms completely in front of you, but then be sure to come back to home position with your elbows bent just a hair in front of your waist on either side. If you're sure that you're not restricting your horse, the problem might be that you're hurrying your horse, that you're going in too fast of a tempo. Now, here's the difference between rhythm and tempo. Rhythm refers to the regularity of the steps in each stride of each gait. Tempo refers to the speed of that rhythm. So you can have a regular rhythm in the walk, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you can have that rhythm in a slower tempo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, that's a slower tempo, or you could have that regular rhythm in a quicker tempo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. If you find that the spacing between the steps of the walk isn't 100% regular, slow the tempo down. You'll do this by stretching up, tightening your tummy muscles like you're doing a sit-up, and say the word slow to your horse. He should know basic English words from your work on the lunge line, slow, or if you have to say whoa, so that he understands that when you tighten your tummy muscles and your hips stop following his movement, he's to slow down. And see if by walking in a slower tempo that the rhythm becomes more regular. Now, here's the important thing. As you're going in a slower tempo, you still need to be sure that the horse is in front of your leg. So from time to time in this slower tempo in the walk, give a little squeeze with your inside leg. That's the leg that asks for more activity, more energy. And remember, your horse can feel a fly on his side, so it's a tiny little squeeze from your inside leg and he should activate the walk. If he doesn't, you can tap, tap, tap with the whip or bump, bump, bump with both of your legs. But then remember, never leave a question about going forward, being in front of the driving aids, with a correction. Always go back and retest with your inside leg. So if you've used your inside leg, you don't get a response, correct the horse, bump, bump, bump. You can even chase him into the trot. Come back to the pokey walk any old way you can. If you have to use the reins at this point, that's fine. And then inside leg, retest. If the horse brightens his walk, then you praise him. So that's an important thing. Just because you're going in a slower tempo does not mean that the horse can be behind the driving aids. And that's one of the reasons I think that riders often hurry their horses in the walk, is that they're trying to use momentum to delude themselves into thinking that the horse is in front of the leg. But it doesn't matter if you go in a normal tempo, in a faster tempo, or a slower tempo. When you ask the question with your inside leg, "I want more activity," you need to get an answer. Another thing that you can do, if you have a horse that you know by nature has a lateral walk, and what I mean by that is when he's not being ridden, you can be leading him out to the paddock and you see that the legs on the same side move too close together and you hear that rhythm of 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. What you can do is step into a little bit of a sideways movement. If your horse is a young horse and he doesn't know the advanced lateral exercises, you can do a little bit of leg yielding. As you're walking, bring one leg back, doesn't even matter which leg, and ask the hindquarters to move out a little bit, or you could bring your outside leg behind the girth and ask the hindquarters to move in a little bit. I think I prefer bringing your inside leg back and asking the hindquarters to go out. But going on two tracks like this helps separate the lateral pairs, the legs on the same side, so that you get a more clear 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So let's say you're walking and you feel that the rhythm is not regular. Ask your horse to step out with his hind legs so that he's on two tracks and feel the regularity of the walk, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Then praise him and step back into walking on a straight line. As long as he stays regular, tell him good boy, or if it's a mare, good girl. As soon as the walk becomes lateral again, ask your horse to go sideways a little bit so that he or she never has a chance to practice walking in this walk that's not regular. Remember, horses will do what they do habitually, and if your horse habitually goes in a regular rhythm in the walk, then that's what he'll begin to offer you. Now, if your horse is a little more advanced, let's say you're going from loose rein to contact, and you know that the horse tends to get lateral when you take up the contact, and you do know that you're following with your elbows to allow him to use his head and neck, as you pick up the contact, step into either shoulder four or shoulder in. And the same phenomenon applies. By going on two tracks, you're going to separate the legs on the same side and allow the walk to become more regular. Now pick up the trot. The trot is a two-beat gait because the legs move in diagonal pairs. So a regular rhythm in your trot would sound like 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. If the rhythm sounds irregular to you when you count it out loud, do the same thing you did in the walk. Slow down and see if it doesn't become more regular. But I do want to say, be sure that the trot isn't irregular because your horse is unsound. That's the first thing you want to check. And then if it sounds irregular to you, just slow down and see if it becomes more regular. Sometimes the horse becomes what we call bridle lame and is irregular. So the same rule applies as in the walk. You need to be sure that you have elastic elbows in the posting trot. Now, the elasticity of the elbows in the posting trot is different than it is in the walk. You don't open and close your elbows and push your hands forward toward the horse's mouth. Instead, you open and close your elbows and feel like you're pushing the horse's mane down into his neck. So if you're posting up out of the saddle 4 or 5 inches, you open your elbows 4 or 5 inches to allow for the movement of your body up and down, as opposed to allowing for the movement of the horse's neck forward and back. You're still allowing for movement, but it's your body up and down. If you don't open your elbows, as you go up, your hands go up. As you go down, your hands go down. So every time you go up and down, you're changing the feeling in your horse's mouth. So you want to be sure that you're not causing what's called rein lameness or bridle lameness simply because you're not being elastic with your elbows in the posting trot. You can practice this feeling at home by standing behind a chair, bending your joints of your legs as if you're sitting on your horse, resting your baby fingers on the back of the chair, and pretend you're holding reins with the thumb as the highest point of the hand, and straighten your knees and bend your knees, and straighten your knees and bend your knees as if you're posting. Your goal is to keep your baby fingers in contact with the back of the chair. As you feel the back of the chair, as you're bending and straightening your knees, focus on what your elbows are doing. They're opening like the hinge on a door. And if they're opening like that, you know that your hands are staying in the same place. Then when you're sitting on your horse, you can practice your trotting elbows in the halt to begin with. Rest your hands down on the withers and post while you're in the halt. Up, down, up, down. Keep your baby fingers in contact with the horse's neck. And as you go up, focus on how your elbows open. And as you go down, your elbows close. They have to open and close if you can feel your horse's withers underneath your fingers. Once you know you have a regular rhythm in the trot, think about your canter. Now, your canter has 3 beats because the inside hind and the outside four move as a diagonal pair like they do in the trot. So the sequence of legs is outside hind, then the diagonal pair inside hind outside four, and then finally the inside foreleg, the leading leg. And you should hear 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. If you don't, if that diagonal pair splits and you hear four distinct beats, then the rhythm isn't regular. And you need to fix that first before you do anything from school figures to counter canter to flying changes. Because remember, a flying change is simply a canter bound. And so the horse has to be in a regular rhythm. So the first thing I would do is to go more forward. It's interesting, in the walk and in the trot, we slow down. In the canter, I want you to go more forward and feel the revolutions of your seat as your seat goes from the back of the saddle to the front of the saddle. As you go more forward, that's going to quicken your tempo, your speed. And as you quicken the tempo, chances are your canter is going to become regular. It's going to become three beat. And then when you bring your horse back to a less forward over the ground canter, be sure you keep your seat following at the same speed with the same revolutions of your seat that you had when you asked for a more forward over the ground canter, as if you're going toward a canter lengthening.